Good afternoon. A cold front and energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere continue to pivot through the region and out over the Canadian Maritimes. In its place, high pressure is building in, and we'll have a return to sunshine, a nice northwesterly breeze, and lower humidity today with comfortable readings in the upper 70s and lower 80s on average. There may be a stray shower across the highest terrain with the moisture that's left being wrung out, but this will be widely scattered to isolated at best. The rest of us will be dry through the evening hours. In fact, clear skies overnight tonight with high pressure in control. There could be some patchy, dense fog forming as lows drop back to around 60. As that high drifts off the eastern seaboard, a return southwesterly wind flow tomorrow will bring the humidity up a touch. Still, though, it will be dry and sunny, and it looks like temperatures will manage to reach into the lower to mid-80s for afternoon highs. The next trough of low pressure will pivot through the Great Lakes and toward us for the day on Tuesday. We run the risk of a couple of scattered showers or thunderstorms in the afternoon. Otherwise, we'll look for a mix of sun and clouds with highs back into the lower and middle 80s. Behind this trough, high pressure will build in again, and we'll have more sunshine for Wednesday with highs in the lower 80s once again. As we head into the latter stages of the week, a series of disturbances will begin to approach from the Ohio Valley and Great Lakes. The timing of these disturbances will determine our best chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms, but right now it looks like there's at least a chance on Thursday and Friday, and perhaps even into Saturday, with highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. It will not be raining the entire time. In fact, outside of the scattered showers and storms, we'll have a mixture of sunshine and clouds. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has issued a slight risk of severe thunderstorms in the mid-Missouri Valley through the southern high plains. Large hail and damaging winds are the primary risks in these areas, and a tornado or two is also possible. And the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Depression 8, located about 525 miles southwest of Bermuda. 8 is moving toward the north-northwest near 13 miles per hour, and this general motion is expected to continue throughout the day. A turn toward the north is forecasted to occur tonight, followed by a turn toward the north-northeast and away from the U.S. mainland tomorrow. Maximum sustained winds are near 35 miles per hour with higher gusts. Gradual strengthening is expected during the next 48 hours, and the depression is forecast to become a tropical storm later today or tonight. And a new tropical wave that's emerged off the west coast of Africa is forecast to move westward over the next couple of days and merge with a broad area of low pressure located southwest of the Cabo Verde Islands. Environmental conditions are expected to be conducive for gradual development of this system while it moves westward to west-northwestward at 10 to 15 miles per hour over the open tropical eastern Atlantic Ocean. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 119 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 39 at Leadville, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, mostly sunny in the mid-80s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-80s, and in Buffalo, a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees, the average low, 61, the record high, 99, set in 1944, and the record low, 46, in 1987. Sunrise this morning was at 5:58 a.m., sunset this evening, 8 p.m., 14 hours worth of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today, with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Mostly clear, with areas of fog tonight, mid to upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Mostly clear with areas of fog tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with high temperatures right around 80. Mostly clear with areas of fog tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly clear with areas of fog tonight, lows in the upper 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Mostly clear with areas of fog tonight and lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, lower 80s. An isolated storm Tuesday, otherwise partly sunny in the lower 80s. Mostly sunny in the lower 80s on Wednesday. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, a mix of sun and clouds all 3 days with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible and highs in the upper 70s to around 80 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.